Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What True Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to What True Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me on.
So happy to have you on. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my name's Rachel. I live on an island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It's a really tiny island, and the closest landmass is Cornwall in the south of the UK, which is where I grew up. And that is where my debut novel, One Christmas Morning, is set.
So how did you end up in this island? I was curious. It's the middle of the ocean, so.
We always used to come over here for family holidays when I was little. Yeah. And I had family that were living here. So after I finished university, which was also in Cornwall, it made total sense to just come over here, work for a season in a hotel, save up some money, and then go traveling. I met my now husband 3 months into living here, and I never left. It's a really beautiful place to live though, and I love it.
I can imagine just to do a seasonal gig and be like, you know what, this is not a bad place to live, place you do your holidays. I grew up in a place where people would go on vacation, and it's just there's a different pace of living, but it's like nice to be like, I can just enjoy it at any moment, be a local.
Yeah. I feel like there's a certain vibe to somewhere that's got a season, because like we have the high season where there's lots of visitors and it's busier, and then we have the winter where it's like super quiet and it's just so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. So let's chat about your debut. So what led you to write this book? Was this your first book you written, or did you have a couple of ones in a drawer and you just, this was the one that you want to, that hit the mark?
I feel like this might have been like maybe my sixth or seventh manuscript that I wrote, and it's the first one that's got published.
Yeah.
But with One Christmas Morning, it was actually a complete joy to write, because the whole plot and the characters hit me like a lightning bolt one day, one dreary day during one of the lockdowns of 2020. And I just had this image of Eva and the house party in the middle of the snowy moorland, and I could not type fast enough. I got the whole first draft down, a very messy first draft, in 3 weeks. And then after that, I like worked on it and worked on it until eventually we got a book deal.
Let's talk about the One Christmas Morning. What is the elevator pitch? What is the book?
It's about a woman called Eva who has zero work-life balance. She goes to a house party in the middle of the snowy moorland, and she wakes up the next morning not as herself, but as her hard-working assistant Diana. And then she will keep going through Christmas Day again and again, waking up as different guests in the house, working out how to fix things in her life and learning all of their secrets.
What was the process of writing this book? Because you're going to think about characters and lived experience and having the combination of those, putting it all together.
It was definitely an interesting experience, because although I had the whole kind of premise and plot in my head straight away, which is so unusual,
yeah,
I had to keep going back to the same scene and checking that I got the dialogue right every time that we revisited it, and then messing with it a bit when Eva decided to mess with what was happening that day.
Yeah.
So that was a tricky part of the revision process to get that right. But I think reflecting on the book now, a couple of years later, it's like a real Groundhog Day where every day feels slightly the same, but it's unnerving, which I think for a lot of us was like our experience of lockdown.
Yeah.
Like lockdown life.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just like symbolic of lockdown for me.
I love this. And so let's talk about your reading life. What kind of books do you tend to read?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I am a bit of a fantasy nerd. I like read a lot of fantasy romance. I also love like speculative fiction as well. And I'm actually currently reading a children's book, which has just come out. It's a fantasy book and it is fantastic. It's called Impossible Creatures by Katherine Rundle. It's just hit the Sunday Times list in the UK and it's just the most thrilling read. I think it's going to become a classic. I do read quite widely. So I also love, there's a thriller that I want to talk about, which I was obsessed with last year. It was called Wrong Place, Wrong Time by Gillian McAllister. I think most of the world was obsessed with this book. It was so good.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, I loved Gillian's speculative twist of going backwards. That blew my mind. So yeah, I really love that as well.
I love this. And what do you see yourself like in a writing wise in the future? Do you see yourself like writing like holiday, seeing the holiday niche, or maybe exploring different areas, or maybe exploring fantasy?
Actually, my debut young adult fantasy romance book is coming out in February and March next year. It's called Compass and Blade, and it's the start of a very epic series, like adventure series for young adult and crossover adult readers. And it follows a young woman called Mira who leaves her small island home and goes off on an adventure with a young man called Seth, who is good looking, but she might or not be able to trust him. And they go on an adventure to find something buried deep in the ocean that her mother has left behind for her. And this like sparks like a whole train of events across the series. And I'm so excited to take readers on that journey. So I'm definitely moving more in like the fantasy path in the future.
Yeah. So what did you find some of the differences between writing fantasy romance, fantasy or just fantasy romances, it doesn't have to, and writing contemporary where the world building is different, probably the plotting is different, character building is a little different. What were some of the areas that you found it different, but what were some of the areas you liked about each one of these genres?
What I found different for each genre was that with the kind of young adult fantasy, it's incredibly fast paced. Young adult readers are really looking for a page turner. At the end of each chapter, you're like, and then this happens. And like, you want to keep reading because it's like a cliffhanger that drags you through to that next chapter. So you just think, I've got to just turn one more page. But with contemporary, or like contemporary with a slight speculative twist, there's more of that sense of digging into the scene and sinking into the descriptions and the emotional journey, which is still true of like fantasy books, but particularly with One Christmas Morning, like it's a real exploration of self-purpose in the world, work-life balance, grief. So it's more like adult themes than with my young adult work.
Yeah, which makes sense because you're a different audience and young adults are still trying to figure out who they are in the world and they have different resources that an adult may not have them. An adult has different resources and different point of view of what they're looking at.
Exactly. Young adult readers want to find their like place to belong in the world. And like that is so Mira's journey. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. And so is your fantasy, is it going to be a series? Is it going to be multiple books or is it just like a standalone?
Yes, it is a series. At the moment, it's a trilogy. Yes.
Perfect. We're excited. I always have to preface with fantasy. You have to be like, is it standalone? Or are we getting multiple books? You know, are we going to dig into this world a little bit further and further and further?
Oh yeah, I'm writing the second book at the minute, drafting it, and we are like going, it starts in this one pocket of the world and we're like seeing the viewpoint expand and expand.
Yeah. So how are you organizing yourself? Are you have like building a serious Bible for it, like keeping a goal sheet of notes, characters, ideas, scenes and stuff?
I have got folders of notes on my laptop and I've also got actual notebooks as well. I've got a series plan, which I've shared with both my editors. I've also got a world building document that's got names of places and their history and the politics. And that's also been shared with my publishers. They've got a good grounding in what the world is.
Oh, that's really exciting. Rachel, tell us where you can find you online.
I'm mostly on Instagram, and my handle is at @RachelGreenlaw_. I'm also on TikTok on the same handle and Twitter whilst it still exists.
Awesome. Thank you, Rachel, for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I've loved it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.